The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Minister for Justice Helen McEntee has increased the maximum sentences for knife-related offences. Under the changes, the maximum sentence for the possession of a knife in public place intending to cause injury or intimidate has increased from 5 years to 7 years. The maximum sentence for trespassing with a knife has also increased, as has the sentence for production, manufacturing, importing, selling, hiring or loaning offensive weapons. Patrick Tobin, leader of AIMTHU and TD from Meath West, joins me now. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
What is your reaction to this news? Because if some ne'er-do-well is walking down the street with a knife which is not visible, what difference is this going to make?
Yeah, so I do welcome the increase in the maximum sentences for knife crime. But I agree with you on the basis that unless we have enforcement, the law is not going to mean a hill of beans in relation to certain areas. So there has been a significant increase in knives being carried by people over the last number of years. The parliamentary question that I received from the minister said there's been a 60% increase in the number of knives that have been seized by the Gardaí over the last 10 years, which is massive. So 17,000 knives have been seized by the Gardaí in that period of time. And we know from hospital figures that in 2019 and in 2021, there were big spikes in the number of people who were going to hospital A&Es to receive treatment for knife assaults. We also know that in certain areas that people are living in fear, especially because of young males who are carrying knives. So this is a very, very serious issue in certain parts of our country. You know, the government, I believe, haven't really focused on this up until now. The key issue in all of this is enforcement, though. And this goes across the whole criminal justice system. You can have all the laws you want, but if you don't enforce it, it's not going to make a difference at all. And we know on one level that the number of Gardaí are significantly falling in this country. Every year Helen McEntee has been Minister for Justice, the number of Gardaí has fallen. Ireland already has one of the lowest police per capita in the whole of the European Union, and that's making it very difficult to police. We also know that we have very few prison spaces in the country. Indeed, a parliamentary question from Helen McEntee to me showed that she and her staff are now selecting people to release early every year to make space for new criminals because there isn't enough prison space there. And I believe, even though this is hard to prove, but this does have an effect over sentencing as well, because judges operate within the physics of the criminal justice system, and if there's nowhere to put people, you know, we have a situation where many people do not get a custodial sentence at all. And I would be asking that the government starts to consider minimum custodial sentences for crimes. So in other words,
so if you're stopped by a guard, and a guard, if that guard has a suspicion that someone is up to no good, they can actually stop and search for that hidden weapon, be it a knife or anything else. They have that right. Now, I'm not sure how often they do it. And they have that right to do that to juveniles as well.
Yeah, I would be of the view that right is absolutely necessary in terms of concealed weapons on individuals. And even with juveniles, like I held a public meeting for crime and antisocial behaviour in my own county in recent times. And, you know, we had women who came to that meeting who stated that juveniles were stealing from their shop. And then when they went to challenge the juveniles threatened sexual assault on them on their way home if they went to the Gardaí. So we need a situation where, you know, juveniles, especially 16 and 17 year olds, can be tackled in terms of, you know, grievous crime in this country as well. And, you know, what we have often is we have, you know, drug gangs and criminals often use juveniles on purpose for certain criminal activities because they believe that they'll have, you know, more chance of immunity from a prison sentence than the adults if they were involved
in the question,
crime as well.
The question of deterrence, and if you have minimum rather than maximum sentences, then that might work. If someone knows, if I'm caught with this knife, which is concealed about my person, if I'm caught with this, I go down for, say, minimum 2 years. And, you know, that might be a deterrent. The maximum going from 5 to 7, if someone's prepared to do 5, you know, in Mountjoy, they might well be prepared to do 7. Or if 5 doesn't deter them, 7 is not going to deter them either.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I think maximum sentences sounds sound wonderful. They sound very strong and they sound very powerful. But when you look at it, it doesn't necessarily mean any sentence at all in reality. It could actually mean a suspended sentence, a non-custodial sentence in the end of the day. And also, as you say, then it's a marginal change to an action that's happening anyways. And will that have an effect over the perpetrator of it? You know, I think that we have to get to a situation where if an individual is involved in repeat criminal activity, and if an individual assaults an individual causing harm to that individual with a knife, I think there should be a message sent out that a person is going to spend time in jail in relation to that. And I think in that scenario, a person will think twice in relation to carrying a knife into a certain situation.
Finally, Pather, the question of prison spaces. I mean, we are, compared to our nearest neighbour, we are greatly under-prisoned. I mean, they have far more people proportionate to their population in prison than we have, simply because we don't have the space. And I know there are people saying you have to do a different thing, that prison is not necessarily the way forward. But if you can't take people off the streets, they're going to repeat and repeat and repeat.
Yeah, listen, like most people, I don't want to see necessarily people in prison, but you have to have a final penalty for criminal activity. And I know, again, locally, there are many criminals that have multiple convictions and never see prison time at all. And what actually happens there is that Gardaí actually gets fed up of picking up those individuals because they're only going to spend time and paperwork putting them through the justice system for them to walk out again. And secondly, the criminals know themselves that they are practically immune to going to jail. And in that scenario, there is no deterrent for actions which cause serious harm to people. So there's a massive onus on the Minister for Justice and this government to increase the number of prison spaces currently. The fact, I think it's absolutely horrendous that the Minister is selecting people every year from prison for early release due to the fact that there isn't enough spaces currently for prisoners to come in. There's about 500 prisoners currently in the system that don't even have a bed at the moment, that the prisons are so full. And it's dereliction of the Minister for Justice's duty to protect the society by not making sure that at the end of a criminal act, there is a real serious deterrent, which is a penalty for that individual.
Loss of liberty. Pather Tobin, the leader of Aintu, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.